This week on the No More Late Fees podcast, we are joined by our Instagram mutual and all-around pod pal, Megan. We just had a blast covering the 1999 gem Go, but we wanted to catch up with Megan with some laughs and games. Hey, Megan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
We're so happy that you came back for a third time. It's always a blast chatting with you.
It is. I look forward to talking about movies with you guys. It's always so fun. And I do have a really funny story about last time. So we did Detroit Rock City, and my background was a picture from the movie of like Kiss. And I used my husband's work computer. And the next day at work, my husband hopped on a Zoom call and had that picture in his background. And all his managers and everyone saw it. And I thought that was so hilarious. I had to tell you guys that.
That's amazing.
Did he win brownie points for just loving Kiss and being awesome? Or was yes. he in trouble? Okay, good.
For sure. But mainly everyone was like, oh, that's so awesome. I have to check out her Instagram and follow her. And so y'all might have gained some followers. Like, who knows? So excited.
Oh, man. But thanks for hanging out with us a little bit longer. But what's going on with you?
Still doing movie nights here in town with my buddy VHS Recovery. He does the movie. We throw ideas off of each other and, you know, pick movies and show them a couple times a month. And we're still doing that. And it's been really fun. Go was one of my favorite movies that we did. It was during Christmas time and it was nice and cold outside. And a bunch of people ended up coming and we all had like our rave shit and our glow sticks. And it was so much fun. It was probably one of my favorite movie nights that we had.
Oh man, so jealous. We really need to like come out for a movie night.
Definitely.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And to meet like a bunch of people who like love physical media, love the kind of movies that we enjoy. That's really
for
cool.
Sure. We just did 10 Things I Hate About You on Valentine's Day and it was really fun. Yeah.
Megan, you would be so proud of me. I've started physical media DVDs of movies that I know we're eventually going to do on the podcast, and anything that has like at least director actor commentary
yes.
or any like behind the scenes stuff. So like we can beef up our like facts or we can throw in.
Yes. I was watching and I had never done that before we did The New Guy. That was the first commentary I think I've ever watched on a movie. And then I did the same thing for Detroit Rock City and I put it on for Go, but I realized there was like all these features that I wanted to see more, like the deleted scenes, and they also have all the music videos from like the songs and the ones that like the actors are featured in and stuff. So I had never seen those before and it blew my mind.
Oh, that's so cool. I have the DVD and I need to figure out how to get my DVD player to work. Because,
you just match colors.
Well, I know, and I use my husband's PlayStation to watch a lot of DVDs, but yeah. I have players in every room. But also, Jackie, that's really awesome. I'm happy for you. That's really cool. I mean, eventually, like, you know. I saw recently that, 28 Days Later is out of print now. And so, you know, it's not streaming anywhere. So like collectors are the only ones that are going to be able to watch that movie. And now the prices are going to like skyrocket out of nowhere. Just, you know,
So. Especially since they're talking about making a third movie. So I wonder, maybe this is on purpose. Maybe they're going to do like all three together as like a box set or something. Yeah. Or not. I have no idea, but
probably.
So sometimes I think they do that on purpose where, I mean, I know we're in a physical media drought essentially, but I do know that sometimes they will pull a movie even off streaming when something else is coming so that they can do some sort of paywall or get money. Cause
definitely
did that with the Fast and the Furious. Like anytime one of those movies comes out, they take it off of streaming and they put it somewhere where you have to pay for it just so, because they know everybody's going to want to watch the whole thing. So crazy. Yep.
Well, and I was watching My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 on Netflix. I'm like, oh, let me watch the third. The third's on Amazon Prime. So you have to be subscribed to both to see all of the movies. Like, it's crazy how they separate them too.
They don't know what they're doing. It's a hot mess in the streaming world. You know, I really don't know who's going to make it. I think they saw Netflix was doing so well and then they just got competitive, but they didn't really think it through. And now we're just in a situation where it's no better than cable. It might even be worse at this point. And the consumer just we're suffering because we're paying for all these different platforms on top of the fact that they have all the control to get rid of media if they want to. And so we have to be very careful.
And
It
just
sucks.
collect physical media and just
Yes.
have it. It's the best, like, I don't know, if you ever, I don't, we always talk about, like, if the power goes out, we have, like, a generator and my little combo TV and all these movies we could watch. We have all the movies that we could ever want, and like that's the way to do it.
We had, like, even back when you had to rent DVDs, when the hurricanes would come through and we'd be out of power for like weeks at a time. I worked in the Boca area, and people still rented movies because they either had generators and could like watch their TV and DVD player, or they'd sit in their cars and watch it in their cars. And so everyone's like, no, you should be dead. Like, who's watching movies? I'm like, there's nothing else to do. Everyone's watching movies right now.
That's so true. I used to hate working after a hurricane because
It was
I don't think
awful.
I experienced it as much as you did, though. I think I only had it happen like once or twice, and I was just like, this isn't for me. There's no AC. Well, in the movie Go, we talked about this, that they play a game called Dead Celebrity. I don't know how much of a game. It's an interesting game, but we're going to try it out. So I said, let's get a little morbid, and we will each have we'll play around. Everybody has to name a dead celebrity. The rules are that the celebrity had to be popular or recognizable in the 90s or 2000s, and they have to be dead, obviously. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
I
The
was going to
last
say
letter of the person's
refresh me
name.
of the game
Yes.
because
So if I said like Charlton Heston, you would have to name a dead celebrity that starts with the letter N because Heston ends in an
Oh gosh.
N. I was
Damn.
gonna say Charlie Sheen for some reason. It just came into my head, and he's not a dead celebrity, but I wish he
I
was.
know.
Horrible human being. All right, I'm just going to put my finger on the keyboard and pick a random letter to start with.
Okay. Oh, God.
B as in boy. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
Okay. Bob Marley.
Okay.
Why? Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
That
I'm so sorry.
is really hard.
It's the only one I could think of in that moment. I'm so sorry.
That's why it's a fun game. Oh gosh,
What are
why?
the names start with Y?
What if you for
Yvonne.
this one you do M for like the
The first,
last word?
the first letter of the last name. Okay, we can do
Yes.
that.
Just for this.
M. I don't know why. I was like, Margaret Thatcher. She is dead, but she was not around in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, I
We'll take it, Jackie. We'll take it.
So T to you,
T.
Danielle.
I'm gonna go with my girl, my bad bitch, Tina Turner. Rest in peace.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, so do I have R or do I have T?
T.
T. Okay. I'm gonna go with, give me a second.
I should be like making the Jeopardy song play.
Oh my gosh, I don't. Okay, hold on. Yeah. You guys, I am
This
too
is
stoned
a
for this.
really hard game.
Megan's out, Jackie. You got tea?
Yeah, I'm out. I'm.
Give me a second.
Okay, I still have time then.
Actually, it's just whoever gets to it first at this
Okay,
point.
okay. Oh gosh, there's so much pressure.
It is.
Ted Turner?
Is he
What?
still
That's
alive?
another
Isn't he
T.
alive?
I don't know.
Well, let's look.
Okay. Who
Let's
else?
see if this old dirt bag is alive or not.
Thomas, Todd, Tom. Is Tom Jones still alive?
Don't speak it on
Is
him. Tim,
Tom Tommy Lee still alive, right? Okay.
yes.
Yeah.
Alex Trebek is dead. Rest in peace.
Oh, but that starts with an A, not with a T.
His last name
But
started with a T. Ted
then we'd
Turner
be
is
in.
still alive.
Damn it. I
Sorry.
mean, good.
He's a
You
billionaire.
guys, we suck at this game.
We do.
We should be way better at this.
I
What is
can't even
happening?
think of anyone who's died. I have Bob Barker and Betty White
Yeah.
and Bob
And I have
Saget.
Brittany Murphy. Why do we only have B names? This is
Know. We started with B.
starting
Y'all
to be
just
sus. This is starting to be sus.
you had
Everyone
Brittany
starts with
Murphy and
B.
you still said Bob Marley.
I know, and both of them are BMs. Like, what? What is happening? Okay.
This is bad. All I want to say is Tim Timmy. And that's all that's coming in my head right now.
What is happening?
Just alive people keep coming in my head.
I
Tiger Woods.
know.
I'm trying to think of like rappers or like hip hop artists. There's got to be starts with the T. Like what?
Tupac is dead.
Tupac You said
No,
it.
we don't. We are
God.
not saying that with joy. We miss Tupac.
I know.
We just
God
suck so bad
bless
at this
him.
game. Thinking of a name brings us joy.
That we were so excited.
Okay, so a C.
Gosh. Yeah.
Y'all, I think of the weirdest names for this because my brain went to Connie Chung, who is still alive but starts
Well,
with
my
a
God. Tupac's
C.
last name is Shakur. It's S.
Oh, it's S. Okay. I was thinking
Yes.
of just his singular name.
Wait to see. Oh, the end is C. Okay.
Yeah.
I got confused.
Okay, an S.
Nicole Simpson, she did. Because
That starts
OJ
with an
killed her.
N.
Oh, S is Simpson. My bad.
Well, there's Sublime, but that would be cheating because it would be Bradley Noel who died.
Yeah,
So,
the whole band is not gone.
yeah.
His son sings lead vocals for it now, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, man. Susan.
Susan's still alive, dude.
I don't know who Susan is.
Suzanne
Sanderson.
Summers. That gives us another
Oh,
S.
that
Oh,
does.
gosh. Okay.
Rest in peace. And we were playing Scatacories. That'd be a double S.
I know.
Two-pointer. I do love
Okay,
that.
who else? S. Sharon.
Sandra D, but nobody knows who that is.
You guys, I only have like three people total in my head right now, so I
Okay,
don't know how we're gonna do this.
this
Oh.
was a
I'm
horrible game.
sure.
Wait, do
y'all know of the people that they said in the movie? Like, who did they name in the movie?
I don't know, but one of the people they named in the movie was not dead when they
Oh,
made the
okay.
movie, which is
Oh, who
hilarious.
was it?
Oh, Mar Shafir or something like that. I can't remember.
Okay. Interesting.
And we still can't think of an S. And it's gonna be Selena. Selena is still
Oh,
alive.
Selena. Now
Oh,
you gave us a
gosh.
cue, Danielle.
Oh my God.
Is Quincy Jones still alive?
He is. He needs to stay alive so he can see his downfall.
Okay, that's fair.
Wow.
I think the game is over, y'all. We tried it. We're also going to say that this game will probably never happen again, but
I know.
it was a fun ride, y'all. Let's move on to employee picks.
Yes. So you have been with us a couple of times, and every time we have you on, we have you choose your employee picks as if you were a video store employee and got to recommend movies. For our repeat guests, I know it kind of gets hard staying in the 95 to 2005 frame. You can if you
Nah, I got
want.
this.
Okay.
Amazing. Like, I'm
I
ready. Been
know
ready, stay ready.
it. We are ready
Yes.
when you are.
Okay, so three of them, right? Okay, I'm gonna go with Serial Mom.
Oh, such a
Have y'all done
classic.
that one yet?
Not
No, it's a
yet. Okay,
'94,
Serial
so
Mom.
it's right outside of our
Our
time
cusp.
frame. Yeah.
What was the year, 95 through 2000?
2005. But we'll
Okay.
allow Serial Mom,
Yeah.
100%.
Okay,
Because
yes.
Matthew Lillard
Yeah, for
approved.
sure. Let me see. Have I don't know if I've said this yet. Jawbreaker?
No, if
I
not,
don't
if
think I said
I don't think
Jawbreaker
so.
yet. Yeah, Jawbreaker for sure. And I think this is 95 as well. I'm gonna go with Welcome to the Dollhouse.
It is.
Yes. Those are my
Welcome to
picks.
the dollhouse.
Yep, and you did not
Yes.
repeat at all, so
Yay.
that is prizeworthy. I wish I had
I
a prize to give you.
chose my movies based on ones that I feel like would pair well with Go. Like, I feel like
Yes.
those would all make like good double features.
Nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Megan, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you if they love physical media, if they want to get to know more about that, check out your pages on
Yeah,
social.
my Instagram is at Tape Girl with two I's, and that's where you can find basically just my VHS collection. And I also sell VHS every once in a while, sell them on my page or sometimes Mercari, but I really like to do it in person at markets and stuff like that. So yeah, that's where you can find me. Just give me a follow and that's about it.
And where can anyone local to Austin find what movies you'll be showing?
So right now I'm not really, so we don't really have any planned for the month of April because both of us are going to be kind of busy and out of town. I'm sure we'll be back in May, and I know some of the movies on the lineup are going to be, Encino Man is one that we haven't done that we'll be probably doing in May, and another one that we want to do probably closer to June or July is the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre and the remake. The 2004 remake, I believe it is. Those will be showing in the summertime, but we show them at Spider House Ballroom in downtown-ish Austin. Yeah, that's where we show them. And they're usually on Monday nights. Yeah, and then sometimes we do pop-up markets in areas all around Austin, but I will put those as they come on my page. So that's where you can find out what's happening and stuff.
Amazing. Thank you.
Well, and if you're already on social looking at Megan's page, if you haven't by now, which I would be shocked, followed us on social, you can find us at No More Late Fees on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Threads. And make sure to stay tuned next week as we cover the movie The Wood. And if you haven't listened yet, check out our episode of 1999's Go with Megan. It's a blast. You'll have a good time.
And as always, be kind and rewind.